Using the earliest known form of written Chinese language, artist Feng Kangho inscribes a poem describing a farming community at the time of the winter solstice. Translated, it reads, "Feeling elated at the return of the yang energy on the winter solstice, encountering some solitary flowers, I go for wine. I hope the rain will be timely on the cultivated fields, so next year we will have an abundant harvest and no drought." The script reflects years of disciplined practice in the art of seal carving. Compare the inscription with the small dedication on the far left, written in a more modern Chinese script. Seal script is closer to the pictographic roots of the early written language. It first appeared on ancient bronzes and bones over 3,000 years ago. Its symmetrical forms, written with lines of uniform width, have an almost iconic appearance. Later, Chinese writing became more asymmetrical and dynamic, as its forms were influenced by the use of a supple-tipped brush. Using a brush to write these archaic forms demands exceptional control. Feng settled in Hong Kong after the communist takeover of mainland China in 1949, and became its best-known practitioner of seal carving. His sensitivity to the yin and yang relationship between figure and ground are evident in the two seals he used to write his name. Feng's surname appears carved in relief in the round seal in the upper right, while his given name, Kangho, appears in reserve or intaglio in the square seal following his signature in the lower left.